Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He will do it, and everybody needs him. Oh, yes. What will we do without him? Giving glory, honor, and praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am Pastor Hayward Wilson, and I am coming to you from the Disciples of Christ Global Church Outreach Ministry and out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Through by Blog Talk Radio with the God Faith broadcast. You know, my friends, God wants his people to follow Jesus' example and to be conformed into his image. And so my subject tonight will be Jesus is a perfect example. And I will be taking my text from 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter and the 21st verse. And as it says, for God called you to do good, even as it means suffering, as Christ suffered for us. Yes, he is our example, and we must follow in his footsteps. Yes, I am quoting from the New Living Translation Bible these words. You know, we as Christians, we are called to follow the example of our Lord. Yes. Yes, as he suffered patiently when he was mistreated without cause. Like I said in the Gospel of John, the 13th chapter and the 15th verse, and he made it quite clear when he said, for I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done. That is to say, we all are to do just according to what the scriptures have said. You see, there is no servant greater than his master. And just as we are followers of Christ, we also have the mindset of Christ. We as Christians have to suffer ill treatments from time to time, just as our Lord suffered. But we are not to return evil that comes our way for evil when we suffer ill treatments from others in this life. As the scriptures tell us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, and it reads that we suffer for doing good. And if we endure hardship behind it, we can say it is a commandment before God. And that, for that we can be called the children of God, and we can go through the trials and tribulations the same as Christ suffered for us. And he left us an example that we should follow in his footsteps. You see, Jesus committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. Even when they did all manner of evil towards him, and from all sorts of insults to him, he did not retaliate with evil Even when he was made to be, praise God, that sacrifice for us. But yet, he did not entrust himself to do evil. Because he knows the one that who was judged and judged justly and righteously. You see, we are, as Christians, we are called to follow the example of Jesus. Just as he suffered patiently when he was mistreated with that cause, but the same goes for us. You see, we have been called to not to respond to ill treatment with evil deeds. That is to say, when people mistreat us and draw manner evil towards us, we ought to treat them with good, show them good deeds and be nice to them. And what I mean by this, as Christians, we are not to repay evil for evil or insult with insult. Like Peter said in 1 Peter 3:9, when someone do evil to you, you are to respond with a blessing. Now, this may go against our human nature, but yet, we should take the lesson from Peter. See, Peter gave two reasons why we as Christians should react in a way, praise God, to glorify God. And that is because we are called it to follow the examples of Christ, that we may receive a blessing from God. And the word of God let us know in Luke 6:35. There are six duties that we as Christians have to show to one another. And they are part of that which that constitutes the Christ-like character. That we are to develop as his disciples. You see, being saved is not the end of God's plan for us. But he will have us to become like his son, according to Romans 8:29. And the word say to you, you see, God won't to motivate us and to fulfilling the duties that Peter quoted. Praise God. That we may love life and see good days. You see, enjoy life as they experience it day by day. But you know, there's too often, too many people, too often that make their own lives miserable by their own selfish, self-seeking ways. And self-destructive attitude. And their ways are constantly complaining. And yet they continue to do evil, not realizing that they are on there, making the situation worse. You see, Peter gave the secret to love and life and seeking good days by referring to that which we should all do as Christians, and that is to turn from refrain our tongue from evil and our lips from speaking guile, according to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. You see, we as Christians, we are not to engage ourselves in slander, backbiting, complaining, lying, murmuring, grumbling. Well, you see, none of these things will solve difficulties, but they will only make them work. Yes, that is why we as Christians ought to do good and seek peace and pursue it. As the scripture says in 1 Peter 3:11, though we are followers of Christ, let us do the very same things that are mentioned here in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. But we as Christians, we are called, it's called for us to be on one accord, have one mind, and having sympathy to each other, and loving one another by being tender-hearted and humble towards one another. Like the scripture says, people do evil and wrong and mistreat wrong and evil things towards us, we are not to repay them with evil for evil. We're not to retaliate when people say unkind things about us. Instead, we, as children of God, pay them back with a blessing. You see, that's what God wants us to do. And he will bless us doing such good deeds. As the scripture says, if you want a happy life and good days, the Lord wants you to keep your tongue from speaking evil and keep your lips from telling lies. And if you would turn away from all these evil things and do that which is good, and work hard at living in peace with others, then you can be sure that the eyes of the Lord watches over you. Praise God, because those that do right, God has his ears open unto their prayer. But all those that seek to do wrong and evil, the Lord will turn his face from those. Yes. My brothers and sisters, I beg of you tonight to take the advice of Apostle Peter and walk in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is our perfect example. Amen. Amen. That was laid on my heart to share with you tonight. And so, until next time, this is Pastor Wilson saying, may God continue to bless and keep you until we come together again. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you.